Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down.
Down, down.
You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now.
We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'ma touch the place that you thought was lost, baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier, in your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came. To these two ladies talk, right? They're black women. They're in their 30s, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ear hustling, right? You know, doing what I do. And now I hear the one lady tell the other lady her exact words, y'all. I'm not exaggerating. Excuse me. She said, I traded a NJ for a BMW. Now, when I say that, what do y'all think? What's the first thing pop in your head?
Liquor in a car.
A car, right. That's the same thing I thought. So she talking, I'm like, okay, I know what a BMW is, but what the hell is an NJ? So I'm sitting up here thinking in my head, like, a Neon Jaguar, a Neo Jaguar, what the hell is an NJ?
Oh, an NJ. I thought you said
an
NJ. Okay.
Nope, an NJ. An NJ.
Okay.
So I'm listening. I'm not saying nothing, right? I'm just hustling.
Mm-hmm.
And about 10 minutes into the conversation,
figure out what they're talking about. They're talking about black men, right? Now, okay. You turn around and say, well, how the hell are they talking about black men? NJ, she said she traded an NJ for a BMW.
Mm-hmm.
NJ stands for no job. BMW stands for a black man working.
Okay.
Now, I didn't know if I should be offended by that. Should I be offended? Do black women really talk about their men like that?
Well, I mean, why should you be offended when...
Exactly. They're not talking about
you. They're not talking about you.
Right, but I'm saying as a BMW myself, I should be offended because I'm a black man working.
Okay.
Okay, so you're the one she traded up to.
Yeah, but do women actually talk to their friends like that about their guys?
Apparently so.
Yes, they do.
Really?
Yep.
So
I've never heard those terms before, but...
Me neither. A BMW, black man working. Fuck me up. It's kind of cool, though. You know, it's kind of slick. You know what I mean? Hey, my man is a BMW. You could be talking about him and he don't even know. He don't know nothing about that damn term. BMW, he like, yeah, baby, you got a new car? You know what I mean? We got a BMW coming to the house? She like, yeah, you already in the house. The BMW already here. So I'm thinking to myself, like, do women actually do that with each other?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. They actually do.
So I'm thinking everything cool at the crib and all around, and you talking shit to your girl behind my back. I don't even know nothing about it. But I think everything is cool. I think that's kind of foul, ladies. That's kind of foul.
I mean, we used to have our own language when I was younger.
What you mean?
We used to speak in code when we talked to each other, me and my friends, a couple of my friends. We had a code language.
Why your man sitting there?
Yeah, so we'd be like, Abba, Abba, Bay, Kaba. It'd go like that.
Abba, Abba,
Kaba. Only we know what we was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Our own language, too. Mm-hmm. We had.
Y'all got to break the code. I'm sorry, but y'all got to break the lady code. Y'all got to break the lady code. I need to know what the hell Abba, Abba, Kaba means.
I mean, I can't even remember how it went or what we was, but, you know, Abba would mean something different than what it was. Or we would say, what did we use, like, we'd be like A for E if we wanted the E in there. We had some old crazy shit here, but that was a long time ago. I don't even remember how it went.
Well,
so we used to talk that shit like it was. We used to talk that shit like it was English.
we had a little language too. Ours was called Under.
It was called what?
It was called Under. That was the name of the
Under.
Language. Under.
Okay.
And what?
Okay, give me
what
a
it was.
In Under.
I'm not gonna be okay. I'm gonna tell you okay. Tanda Ananda, send the I, Tanda Yanda. And that was sense, that meant Sin City.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm really
you making that shit up.
I can't. I'm 33 years old. City. I'm 33 years old. I can't make that shit up. I don't have that imagination anymore. I just remember it because, well, sometimes I still use it. But I'm not making it up. That was our language. And what it was, all you do is you can't say a sentence in Onda. You have to spell everything out letter for letter. And what it is you put Onda after every consonant, and every vowel is itself. So if I say Senda Ananda, that's sin.
Nice. That is nice.
I think that's how ours went, though. We just used a different word.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think that's exactly how it went. We just used a different word.
Yeah.
So we use Abba. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So in Abba, it would be...
I actually understand that shit. But you know, when you younger, they didn't understand shit what the hell we was talking about.
Right. And so we would write letters like that. So it was completely coded to where only somebody who knew Anda could read that letter. Anybody else looking at it would be like, what the fuck is this shit? It just looked like a bunch of crazy letters on a piece of paper.
Okay, well, I mean, hey, we got people listening. If y'all want to join the conversation, you got to push one, we'll bring you in. But that's pretty cool. I like that. So I'm going to start ear hustling with my wife and her friends when they talking shit. See if I can understand some, you know, I might be thinking I'm hearing Japanese. I'm going to start taking the first letter and spelling that shit out. That's pretty cool. I'm sitting up here playing a game. They talking about me like a motherfucker. I don't even know. Everybody giggling. I'm in here playing a game. Like, what the fuck are you laughing about? So funny. They talking about me. Wow. Incredible.
So really, we don't, and I mean, when we talk, we didn't really talk about y'all. Well, we did. We talked about shit we was going to do.
Shit. Right.
We were talking about shit we tried to get away with. We weren't talking about y'all. I mean, I was never that type of person to just, you know, I mean, I've been into my friends at times. It depends on who I was with or whatever, but I didn't do all that. We used our code to on some slick shit.
Right.
Because we talking about that motherfucker we met at the club.
Right. Well, I was a little younger when we used Onda, so shit, we were talking about, you know, that was probably sixth grade through probably ninth grade. And so, you know, it would just be shit. I go with Charlie, but I like Junebug, you know what I'm saying? So, we're right each other. Mm-hmm.
So y'all been talking this language for decades.
No, I have. I can't speak for everybody else. But, yeah, and I still use Onda because don't nobody know what the fuck I'm talking about. So, well, y'all do now, but.
I was going to say, I know now. I'm sure going to call that motherfucker and tell him, hey, dog, look, take the first letter. Got all that shit they talking. Write that shit down. Spell it out, you know what the hell she doing. She done broke the word law. I mean, the woman law.
I know, right? I done told the secret. Don't nobody know what Onda is. People probably listening like, what the fuck is she talking about?
Exactly.
And that was the point.
I didn't know women had their own. Now, I know dudes, we can make some shit up as we go, but I didn't know women had their own language. That's kind of funny.
I mean, because really, like, we really going to be sitting there. We can't talk about no other dude in front of you. You know what I'm saying? That's disrespectful.
Yeah, you better say it in another language. You better say it in some shit I don't understand.
You said that time, oh, that motherfucker was fine as hell, man.
Right. Girl, did you see that?
That's not said like that.
I gave that motherfucker my number.
Yeah, you better disguise all of that shit. There's about to be some furniture moving up in here. I hear that. You said them what? What'd you just say?
Exactly.
I understand that shit. I'm in code. I'm going to crack the code. Now I know to look for a code. So I'm going to start listening for that shit. I've been hearing them talk. I never pay that shit no attention, but now I'm going to start. The shit you learn.
The shit you learn. I don't even know who even came up with that shit, but it was some slick shit, boy. I tell you, it was some slick shit. You get away with motherfucking murder until motherfucker figured out the code. You get away with anything.
Slick motherfucker came up with it. That's who came up with it. Some slick motherfucker thinking, well, how can I say this shit in front of him and him not know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
But I want my girl to know what I'm talking about. Y'all holler across the room.
But you know what? I'm not going
to
lie to you. I learned it from a boy when we was kids. I didn't even know. There was a boy that taught me that.
He done broke all kind of man laws.
I don't know if it was something that he just did with, you know, his girlfriends, or I don't know, but it was a dude that taught me that. And we talked to each other like that. Like, we'd be sitting in front of his mother having a whole conversation about some freaky shit. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, some shit we want to do to each other or whatever. His mom don't know what the hell we're talking about. Because I know that was the first boy whose house I was ever allowed to spend a night at. Now, I slept with his mother when I spent the night, but I was allowed to stay, and that was the point.
Oh, okay. You didn't spark my curiosity. So how old were you spent the night at this guy's house?
Mm-hmm. Oh, was I? Let me think. Because what it was is he was going, his family was having a barbecue. We all went to church together. Our family went to, you know, church together with his family or whatever. But, you know, we liked each other or whatever. So our parents knew one another, and we were all, you know, close like that.
That ain't got nothing to do with the question I just
asked. I think I was like
14, 13,
never
14. Never happened in my
life. And like I said, I slept in the room with his mother. I wasn't allowed to sleep with him, or we wasn't allowed to sleep in the room or nothing like that. But
if I was your daddy, you slept in your own room. That shit ain't happening. No way. 14?
Like I said, our families knew one another. It wasn't like my mama just let me go spend the night at some random boy's house. And we all went to church together, you know. His mother was the one who approached her because we lived in different places. Like, we lived in one part of Illinois. The church was in another part of Illinois, and where they were going was in Chicago. So it was all distance. It was all, you know, like 30 to 45 minutes driving in between each trip. So, you know, his mother just asked if I could spend the night and come to the barbecue with him. And that's what it was.
And we all be on Maury. Maury talking about time. You don't think that's your grandson. Hell no, Maury. That's not going to happen.
There was no sex. No. There was no sex involved.
How am I supposed to know that? I'm at home and you over there. I don't know what y'all are doing. I'm too protective for some shit like that.
My mother came and asked you. I didn't come ask you. Hey, can look at folks spend the night at my house? You know what I'm saying? His mother approached
my
mother. No, we going to a barbecue, and, you know, he would like for her to come with us. So can she, you know, she can stay the night with us, and we'll go.
No, you had me asking, but No, no staying tonight. No, she can bring me a playback tonight when she come back tonight. But she ain't staying. No. No, no, no. I can't go for stuff like that. I don't mind, you know, going out to visit and all that kind of stuff. But I can't do it. I can't let you spend the night. Not my baby. I just can't do it.
I
don't feel right.
I do understand. I'm not saying it felt right for them, but they let me do it.
Mm-mm.
And I mean, hell, for the record, me and that boy were the best of friends for years and years before we ever did anything together. And shit, I still talk to him to this day. So.
Yep, it always started like that. We ain't never done nothing then. All of a sudden, well, we did something one time. No. I just found out my daughter ain't a virgin no more.
Oh, goodness.
Did I tell y'all about that?
No, you didn't, but I'm sure.
That
wasn't good.
He is not. Mm-hmm. And I met this one. I actually liked the dude. I thought he was
until you found that out.
I can't stand that motherfucker now, man.
I know you can't.
My baby's virginity. I want to punch him in his damn throat.
Who told you? She did.
She did. And told me it was her idea. Oh, my heart just dropped. I said, oh, Lord.
Wait. Details.
That was the conversation.
We were sitting up
talking one night. And I say, she was talking about dude, because, you know, all of a sudden, you know, I ain't stupid. Now, all of a sudden, this dude is just, like, dominating all her conversation all of a sudden. You know, she was talking about him before, but now she talk about this motherfucker all the time. So I'm thinking,
is
oh, this
she,
motherfucker in here.
Is she still with him?
That's the thing. See, that's some shit that I don't understand. She say they not in a relationship, but he is her POI, and she is his POI. Y'all know what POI means?
No.
Person.
Wait. Oh, okay. Okay.
See, they don't have a title, quote-unquote title. It's called, he's my person of interest. What the fuck is a person of interest? He's either your boyfriend or he's not. Right? That's how I grew up. He's either your girlfriend or she wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Point, person of interest. This shit fucks me up.
Things are different these days.
I asked her. I said, you know, you've been talking about this dude off a lot. I said, y'all having sex? And she just looked at me. And I knew right then. As soon as she didn't answer right away, I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, shit. This motherfucker to hit my baby. And she said, mm-hmm. Yeah, we had sex. I'm like, I thought you was waiting till you got married. I said, did he pressure you? Did he talk you into it? Do I need to go fuck him up? I mean, what happened? What did he do? I mean, I don't want the details like that, but she said it was her idea. She wanted to do it. I was crushed. Hurt my heart, y'all. I was so hurt. Now I look at her totally different. Like, oh, my God, my baby having sex. Lord, have mercy.
Ain't your daughter almost grown?
She be 21 this year.
She is grown.
No. Oh, okay.
Baby,
I mean, though. I was just asking. I do understand. I mean, I don't understand, but I do understand. You know, I get what you're saying. I was just wondering.
She's my baby, y'all. Y'all know how it is. Well.
No, we don't.
Yeah, because my son is 16, and when I found out he was having sex, that really hurt my feelings.
It's different for girls.
What you mean? How is it different?
I'm saying, and for a mother, it's different for girls.
No, for a father, it's different for girls. Fathers look forward to their son.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's different. It's that whole, you know, the girls with the fathers and the boys with the mother type thing. It's just different. I mean, as a mother, we know our daughter. See, by the time we didn't, they done took us through all that, all the shit they done took us through, we know what the hell they doing.
Boys to the mama,
that those are our babies. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you know what the difference is?
Huh?
The difference is the girl, she usually has to bring the baby home.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? The daddy can go on and have 20 more motherfucking kids. But now you,
still,
as a granddaddy, you stuck.
I don't want no, my son with no ratchet bitch either. Bringing
right.
her ass over here acting fucking crazy and all that type of shit. We don't want that.
We sure don't.
We don't want our son with no fucked up ass bitch. I done told my baby, look, this is who you don't bring home, okay? This is who you don't bring home. I mean, not so far.
He got a little girl that he's been talking to. For him, he's 16. They've been talking on the phone and stuff for like 3 years. They met each other in summer camp, and they've been talking on the phone ever since. And, like, he's on the phone with her now.
Hey, you remember when you was young, you could talk on the phone all night long.
Yeah.
You know, you could call somebody like 8 o'clock, you look up, it's 3 in the morning. Y'all have talked on the phone all night long. Then you can't wait to call her the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the same shit you talked about last night.
Right, just in a different way.
That's all. 6-7 hours y'all on the phone talking about the same shit. That shit used to be fun as hell, though. I used to do that shit all the time. I'd talk on the phone all night long. Just be talking about some shit.
Those were the days. It even got to a point where, hey, y'all was on the phone so long, you just listen to each other breathe for a few minutes. Like, damn, okay, ain't nobody said nothing in like 10 minutes.
Yep.
You done heard his, you know what I'm saying, their parents yelling at their little sister in the background. You done heard what happened on The Price is Right. Y'all ain't said nothing in 12 minutes.
Exactly. You'd be like, all right, well, I'm finna go. All right. I'll see you tomorrow. You hang up. No, you hang up first. No, you hang up first. Oh, that shit used to be so fucking cute. To me,
okay,
nowadays, it's cute.
And then the whole conversation changed. Okay, so what you wearing tomorrow? Because I need to, you know what I'm saying? We need to be in unison. What you wearing tomorrow?
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Trying
like
to get off the phone.
Right, but you strike up a whole new conversation. Mm-hmm.
Trying to get off the phone. Now y'all talking about getting off the phone. Whole new conversation about getting off the phone. I'm going to call you tomorrow. Well, what time you going to call me? Well, what time do you usually get home? Well, I usually get home about 5. All right, well, I usually get home about 6:30, so I'll call you about 7:15. Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. Are you sure you're going to be home? Shit like that. Man, that shit used to be so crazy. That's what you call puppy love. Especially if y'all went to different schools.
Yeah.
You writing letters
see,
like a motherfucker.
That was the thing with me and the boy who, you know, they let me spend the night. We didn't live, and it's like we went to church. Like I said, our church was, hell, it had to be at least a 30-minute drive away from where we live. And he lived right near the church. So we didn't go to the same school. We never even seen each other except for at church. You know what I'm saying? So that's what that was all about. Like I said, it was years and years and years and years before we ever, you know, even experimented with sex with each other. And, you know, almost 20 years later, we still talk.
don't know why parents fall for that church stuff.
What you mean, church
stuff? Then we be it out to church.
I didn't go to church.
Be it out to church. No, because I had a friend. I was like, oh, I'm going to go over her house. But she had a brother. You know, that was the real reason I was going over there. And then they mama thought, you know, they were just had the girls just hanging out. So, you know, she'll leave for a second, maybe run to the store or something. We all over that damn place. She done brought her boyfriend over there. We just had fun, shit.
Man.
Doing shit we weren't supposed to be doing. We told her one day we was grown now. She dropped a whole pitcher of Kool-Aid. She heard that shit.
I would too. The pastor talking about congregation. We got something to talk about. The youngsters walking around here. Y'all supposed to be doing Bible study. Y'all in there preaching each other.
And she didn't know me and him.
Bullshit.
She didn't even know me and her son had dated. She just thought I, you know, was her daughter's friend and just was coming over there. They didn't know anything. I said, oh my goodness.
Parents are usually the last ones to know. But if you pay attention, you can spot some shit. Because they ain't doing nothing but the same shit that we did.
My mama was everything. I remember when I got pregnant with my first son. And when I would come home from school, I had a routine. I would come home, I would get something to eat, I would get on the phone with my best friend, and we would do our homework together. That was my thing. So when I got pregnant, you know, my mother was not the first person I told, you know, needless to say. But I was on the phone one day, and she just picked up the phone, and she was like, look, I was talking to my dad. She was like, you know what, I think your daughter's pregnant. I was like, oh, shit, busted. You know, I asked her how she knew, and she was like, you know, your whole entire routine changed. She said, now you'll come home from school and just go to sleep. And that was not... You know, that wasn't my norm. There was a whole bunch of other stuff like that where she'd be like, look, such and such a change. You know, you're doing something different now. She was always the first one to know. But I was an only child, so it was easy.
Well, that also could have been, shit, you just had some good dick that day. Shit, you know, some good dick will put you right to sleep. Ooh, that's what happened to me.
That.
I skipped school, came home, my legs were, girl, I couldn't feel my legs or not. Oh, I was like, where you been? Not school, and I'm going to bed. Don't you know you're on punishment? Oh, well. See you later. Oh, well, but
well,
I had
a
good day.
Like that. My daughter come in this motherfucker and go straight to sleep. I'm waking her ass up with 1,000 questions. Why you sleeping? In the middle of the day. What's going on? Where you been? Who you been with? You been doing all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, oh, shit. Because, you know, for a while, I had, it was different, but she was the first, you know. And she straight picked up the phone. I was talking to my dad, you know, we already didn't have the greatest relationship. None of it, you know, neither her or him, nor me and him had the greatest relationship. And I was, you know, a teenager. She picked up the phone. She's like, look, I think your daughter's pregnant. Oh, do you know my heart hit the floor running?
I remember when I first met my daughter's mother. She went to West Side and I went to Horace Mann. And we met our senior year in high school. That's when we met. You know, we be on the phone talking and shit. And then, you know, sometimes I try to talk nasty to him, shit like that. And my mama used to be listening. She used to be on the phone downstairs listening to our whole conversation.
She probably like, oh, you ain't gonna get no girl like that.
And she would hang the phone up. You can hear, you know, you can hear when somebody hang the phone up. I'm like, what's somebody just listening on your phone? It's my mama coming upstairs. And then she cussing me out while she on the phone, embarrassing the fuck out of me. You gonna do what? Mom, what are you talking about? What'd you just tell her? I didn't say nothing. Let me call you back. I used to hate that shit, man. See, it's different nowadays. You know, I still do this. I ear hustle. I'm not going to lie. I be listening. I be trying to find out what's going on. My daughter blocked me from Facebook, so I can't really find out what's going on with that shit. So I listen to the conversation. You know, she might be downstairs in the basement. I'll be at the door listening like a motherfucker while she's on the phone. I want to know. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, what you want to know for? What you going to do about whatever you find out?
I can't do a damn thing, but I just want to know.
Yeah, you know, that's what people get in trouble. Yeah, you just want to know. You know, you're not supposed to ask no question. You ain't really prepared for the answer, though.
Exactly.
I know that, but I just want to know. She blocked me on Facebook, so I ain't a friend no more. My own daughter unfriended me. What kind of shit is that?
I would have never friended you in the first place. No. Hell no.
Well, nope. That's the only way she could get it.
You're going to have to find out from a friend of 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 a friend what the fuck is going on with me. I'm not going to let you own shit. They have to block my father. You know, told us about that.
Hey, what's up, man? Glad you could join us, bro.
What's going on, people?
Hello. Hey.
I tried to be like Janine. I tried to be fashionably late, but I guess something kind of happened.
You well past fashionably, bruh.
Nah, I know. Emergency came up. Sorry about that, people. What's going on? Where we at? What's going on?
They dogging my father's skills as usual.
Dogging your father's skills?
Yeah, man. Cause I'm too nosy. You know what I'm saying? I want to know what's going on. Like, you know, I do it slick ways. Like, you know, I ear hustle and shit like that.
Okay. You talking about as far as your kids go?
Yeah. You got all girls, right? They don't tell you everything. But be very, very honest. You want to know, though, right? Don't you want to know? You want to know what's going on, right? Even though they don't tell you. So you do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Does that mean ear hustling?
That's what you do. Well, I don't know about that, man. I mean, because a lot of things that you do, you got to kind of, you know, with you ear hustling, you might not understand the whole situation. You just hear one part, and the part that pisses you off, you going off. You never know what the whole situation is about.
Okay, let me see if I can get this right, dog. Tell me if you know what I'm talking about, man. Just tell me if you understand this. Sunda unda kunda. Sunda unda kunda. Did you understand that, man?
No.
What goddamn said, nigga, though?
That damn sure wasn't it.
It was close to it, goddamn it.
No, just like it wasn't.
Well, it sounded close enough to me. Okay, we'll say it.
Yeah. All right.
Descendant I 9, descendant. Wait. Sonda I 9, descendant I, Condi Yonder.
Okay, what the hell does that mean?
I just said
Sin City. Sin City, dog. Cold, man. Cold. Women got their own fucking language. Like I was talking about the BMW shit. They got their own fucking language, man.
Well, hell, we all do that. Women can sit there and tell, they have a whole conversation. We wouldn't know what the fuck they were saying.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is.
See, and that's one of the words right there.
Uh-huh.
That right there. That's a word right there. Mm-hmm. And girl, gee, they didn't. That's three different motherfucking sentences right there. We like it. Samples, girl. And they know exactly what the fuck they talking about.
That shit is crazy.
She
man.
Was gonna buy that dress, but it wasn't on sale. That's why she didn't get it. How in the fuck did you get that out of girl? But they got it like that, man. I mean, hey, girl, for real? Mm-hmm. What the fuck just happened? You shit, you like, what? Wait a minute, where did all that come from?
The whole conversation.
Yeah. Whole conversation. They had a whole conversation with two words. Girl, mm-hmm. But I thought, and I mean, because it's so crazy, because and the I call them the message and the receiver. The messages, girl. But I thought she, girl, you is bullshitting me. Mm-hmm. But when did it happen? Girl. Really? You is. So what did he say, girl? So it's just over with them for. Mm-hmm. How in the fuck did you get that whole conversation out of that? My mama and them was experts at that shit. You know, they be sitting there trying to talk on the phone. They got that Morse code that they want, especially they talking about your daddy. Mm-hmm. And so he ain't send no child support, girl. Oh, duffin-ass nigga. Mm-hmm. Well, did his mama even say anything, girl? She ain't say shit neither, huh? Mm-hmm. You gotta pay attention to that, man. Shit. See, they laughing because they know they was taught that shit at an early age.
No, just wait.
You know, it's a girl.
And when we can't talk, they already know to ask the question. He said right there, mm-hmm.
That's when you know you getting talked about. When you hear that, mm-hmm. Yeah, that mm-hmm was about you.
Right. He said that, mm-hmm.
That's the first thing.
That's the first thing I say. Who are you talking to? Like,
ain't nobody but Risa. Ain't nobody but then that's why we can't stand y'all friends. Who was that? Ain't nobody but Rita. That bitch just said she I ain't shit three times. For real. She done said I ain't shit three times and all you ever heard was, mm-hmm, girl.
Well, I tell you nothing, man, I don't like not a one of my friends' wives. None of my wife friends, no. I don't like none of them bitches. I can't stand them hoes. Yeah, mm-hmm. I said it. I hope they listen. And I ain't sending in cold, goddammit. I don't like you, bitch. None of y'all.
And that's why every time you walk past, they be like, mm-hmm. Yeah, girl.
I run to the liquor store, come back, everybody quiet. Oh, you motherfuckers.
Yeah, they done dogged your hands up.
Them talking about me. Well, I'm looking at my wife like, I hope you ain't letting these bitches talk about me. I hope you're defending me. No, I be irritable, man. They be dogging they men, man. God.
You do too much. Wait a minute. First of all, bro, you doing too much air hustling. Why are you doing all this?
Right,
this?
Man. Hey, I want to know what's going on. I act like I'm playing the game. You know,
and then, you know, his question behind it was, should he be offended? Why are you offended? You listening to the shit you ain't had no business
listening to. Dude, that's their job to talk shit about us, so why are you even listening?
Because I want to know.
Why?
I be wanting to tell the dudes, man. They be coming over to the crib, dog. She be talking about you like a motherfucker, man. Because I hope he would tell me.
Oh, no.
When they go to their house.
You breaking man laws, man. You breaking a lot of man law, man.
He's a habitual line stepper, and that was perfect.
Yeah,
I'm a habitual line stepper. I'll step outside the line every day of the week if I could. I don't give a shit about that shit. I want to know what's going on.
Yeah, but brother, you don't want to get to the point where you just known as the then you got man. It's hard for your girl to defend you when you got those type of ways going on.
What you mean?
What's happening? If you're notorious for always listening and all up in the video, you know, you constantly, they can't even talk because you around, and you kind of getting a reputation, you getting a bad reputation.
Man, I don't give a shit. Don't talk to my house again, goddamn. That's how I feel about it. You going to talk up in here, I'm going to listen.
See, brother, that's
right
cool.
I am.
That's the whole thing about a woman, man. You can't, I mean, you're not even giving your woman a chance to defend you if you right there. I mean, you talking about,
they don't
y'all talk
be. About me. They don't talk about me.
Yeah,
I'm
they
talking
are.
About when they sitting around the table. I'm in the living room. Kitchen is
right
next to the living room. They smoking weed and shit. They loud as hell. I can't help but hear anyway. And I'm just saying, some of the shit that they be saying about their boyfriends and husbands.
Let me ask you something. Do it ever get quiet for like maybe 5 seconds and then everybody just busts out laughing?
Nope.
I'm pretty sure,
no,
dude,
dog.
You just don't pay attention.
That's when he stopped noticing.
Yeah, because shit, fucking, they didn't. Let me ask you this. You really think that you're not being talked about?
Nope, not in here. Maybe at one of their houses.
You are so
goddamn.
But then again, dog, why would you care? I mean, at the end of the night, she's still coming in the house to you.
I'm not talking about my wife, man. I'm talking about her friends.
Okay, you
the
think
shit that they say,
dude? You think that you're not in that conversation now whatsoever?
Not in here.
Oh,
now,
in
when
there.
You're shift to somebody else's house. There may be, but not in here.
Dude, I bet you a dime to a dollar that you're in that conversation. You one of them. You're one of them.
Every day of the week.
Well, she's doing hand gestures.
She pointing right to the living room. That's him.
Yeah, you out your motherfucking mind.
Think it's she ain't.
No, I think you are. Please.
No.
That was the whole purpose of my girls coming over in the first place was talking about your ass.
Right.
No.
You
not
fuck around.
I'm pretty sure it goes on. Look, I'm pretty sure that it goes on.
Dude, it
but
goes on in your
you
house.
Man. I don't believe
it. I'm telling you. I believe it.
It goes
on in your house, bro. Trust me when I tell you.
I don't believe it, man. I don't believe it. I may go on in somebody else's house.
you think if Renee there talking about what the hell she done been through, and the bad part is that you know it's a similar situation, that she ain't looking back like, dog, they are so cool about it is that they ain't even got to open their mouth. They can just give an eye gesture. All they got to do is look their head. Girl. He ain't shit neither. Now they laughing and shit. You none the wiser. You in that ear hustling like a motherfucker. You can't put that visual on, dog. And when you walk in there trying to get the best, of course it all goes back to the whoever they were talking about. What you being talked about?
I don't believe it, man.
Shit. I grew up around all women, man. I know how they act. I see how. Shit, man. They dog AC ass. Yeah. Motherfucker just drunk every motherfucking night. Act like he can't live without a drink. And my mama looking right up like, this nigga right here. And I mean, he don't know shit. He come down the stairs. What's that? Hey. Don't he leave? Stupid motherfucker. Girl. But he ain't none the wiser. But you thought you broke the code? You really thought
it,
dog, I'm gonna be honest with you. Dude, I love you like a brother, but you're not smart enough to break that code.
What you say. I don't believe it. And I'm gonna take that to my grave.
First of all,
it might be very well true. But I don't believe it.
First of all, you ain't supposed to have your ass up in that list ear hustling no way. You a man. What you ear hustling for?
I can't help it. They loud as fuck. They get high and they get loud as hell. They loud as the goddamn TV.
That's when you go to the basement. There's nowhere in hell I'm gonna be right in the next room with them unless we're in the house.
I have nowhere to go.
I'm going outside. I'm going outside, man. I'm leaving.
So if it's winter time, you ain't.
What? If I got a car, I'm out of here. I'm not sitting in there with them, man. First of all, to hear a bunch of women talk is aggravating. Nothing personal, but women are aggravating when they talk. First of all, they show you no respect. Damn, I know you see me watching the game. They don't give no fuck about you watching that damn game. All they care about is what they talking about at that present time.
Well, why would we call our friends over there if you watching the game anyway?
To aggravate the fuck out of us.
Oh, good. Leroy, I'll see you later, okay? The game go off at 10:30. I'll be home at Chip, 10:25. Bye. Exactly. I ain't about to sit up in there with you in the same room and you watching the game and be talking to my friends. Why would I do that?
Well, you got some women that will just to aggravate you. Because you got some men that won't let their woman go out.
They want to go out.
They won't let them go out.
He deserves to be aggravated.
You know what? I agree with you. But you do have some women and some men to be like, shit, where you going? What you going there for? Like, you can sit in here and you sit in there and talk to her. You ain't got to go all the way over there. Nah.
That's on him.
I've actually seen people actually like that. I mean, I don't know if I want to say that. I don't know if I want to use the word dominant or. No, I'm not going to use the word dominant. Maybe that, you know, unsure they self and just like, or unsure what they woman going to do. But then at the same time, women do throw those little hints. You going to sit here and watch the game? Okay. Okay, I'll be back. You know, like, you know I'm finna go do some dirt. Now he didn't get mad, turn the TV off. And now let me ask you, why do women do that? I mean, you do shit like, okay, I'm a, you know, you act like, okay, I'm finna do some dirt. Now he mad. Now he tell you, you can't go nowhere. Now you can't go nowhere. He ain't watching the game. Both of y'all sitting there with your faces all frowned up. Why go through all that?
Well, why get mad because I'm watching the game?
Well, I mean, some women may feel like they want you to spend time with them instead of watching the game.
Well, I mean, if Kobe playing, you already know. Baby, the game come on tonight, so whatever you want to do, let's do it now. Because once the game come on...
Well, that's the difference. Kobe. Some people don't give the time when the game ain't on, so I guess they like, well, you ain't giving me no time at all. I'm going to take it somewhere.
Well, you know what? Me and my wife have an understanding.
Mm-hmm.
From September to February, we ain't doing shit on Sunday. So I'm watching football. You got the other 6 days, but I got Sunday. That's all
mm-hmm.
I want is Sunday. Fuck the Thursday night game. You know, if Green Bay ain't playing Detroit, fuck Thursday night. But I want Sunday. You got Monday through Saturday. You plan. You want to go to the thrift store. I'll walk around the thrift store with you. I hate doing that shit, by the way, y'all. I cannot stand doing that shit. You go to the fucking thrift store and got to look at every fucking piece of article in that motherfucker. We be in that bitch for hours and don't even come out with shit. Just look it. I hate that shit. But you can't do it on a Sunday from September to February. I want that Sunday. You know what I mean? And we have a great relationship as far as that goes. She don't fuck with me on Sunday. I get to watch the games. I'll go to the fucking thrift store, go to Walmart, whatever. But I'm just not doing nothing on Sunday. I don't do nothing on Sunday. I told the pastor, I'll fuck with you after February, but from September to February, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to be here. I'm watching the game. You know what I'm saying? The game started at 12, service is over at 1. I can't do it. I'm good. That motherfucker be like, well, you come to the early service. Man, I'm asleep, man. Can't make it, man. I can't make it.
But everybody don't do that, though. I mean, you know, if you give time other days, some people don't give time them other days. I don't know. I guess everybody's relationship is different.
Yeah, but my thing is, though, if me being the man, I just want one day out of the week, and you still don't think I'm spending enough time with you, I just spent 6 days with you. How am
I'm
not spending enough time with you?
I'm not saying that. I agree with you on that.
I mean, if a woman wants, I don't want no woman that wants to be under me 24 hours a day. I don't like that. I'm not that dude. You know what I mean? If we don't live together, I don't want you at my house every day. Take your ass home. You know, I'm not that. I got a friend who's like that. He does everything with his woman. He won't go nowhere without her. Nowhere.
Who, D?
I ain't saying no names. But he won't go nowhere.
No, man.
Woman. I'm like, come on, man. We can go shoot some pool. He on the motherfucking phone. I ain't do your shot. All right, hold on, man. Hold on. Man, y'all live together. What the fuck y'all got to talk about? You can't talk about this shit when you get home? I don't want no woman under me 24 hours. I don't even want my wife under me. Right now, she's gone. And I'm cool with that. I don't want you under me 24 hours a day. That's just, I consider that smothering. I don't like to feel smothered. You know what I mean?
But maybe that's him. Maybe that's not her. Maybe it's him.
You know, I couldn't get that. These seem like that type of person.
I said I wasn't saying no names, man. I don't know who you talking about.
I'm
but
sorry.
We might be talking about two different people.
Okay, my bad. Well, him seemed like that type of person.
Well, I'm just saying, man. I'm not that dude. I don't want you under me every day, all day. You know what I mean? Like this motherfucker, like his woman to be at work, and if he's off, he goes to her job.
And
goes
do
to
what?
Her job. And sit there. He goes to her job and sit there. You know what I mean? She works at a, y'all ever heard, damn, I can't really say the name of her job. Well, fuck it. Y'all heard of Build-A-Bear? Anybody ever heard of that? That store,
yeah.
Build-A-Bear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she works at like a Build-A-Bear type store. So, you know, anybody can come in there and shop. So he comes in there and just sit there. He spent the whole 8 hours at her job when he's off. I'm like, man, what the fuck are you doing?
Okay, now, hold on. Before you finish that, ladies, ladies. Do you feel like he trusts you, or he's just trying to smother you with that? Now, Janae, you work for corporate. I mean, he's just there. He's just walking around the lobby. Sitting down. I mean, what would you say to him?
Take your ass off. That's what I'm gonna say to him. You walking around here like you crazy. You can't get in the damn building, so go to hell hole. Hell, you.
Yeah, but would you take it as a compliment? Would you take it like, okay, he really wants to be around me?
No.
I mean, you can look at that ways, though.
No, you can't. He got insecurity issues or
yeah.
some type of there's something going on. Either you feel like I'm doing something at work, something happened. I don't know. Maybe something could have happened between them that made him feel that way. I'm not saying
he's not justified,
but it could have been something that happened. But if she ain't did nothing and you
let's just say you didn't do nothing. Let's just say you and the girls, y'all didn't all like, okay, well, what we going to have today? Chinese. As soon as you come, y'all coming out the office, I'm like, hey, what the fuck are you doing here?
I mean, not every day. I mean, if you just surprise me one day and you want to take me out to lunch or something like that, that's different. But not every time you all.
This was on his off days. That motherfucker be off and he go straight up there. I'm like,
and
man,
just
what
sitting
the
up
fuck
there.
Are you doing? Just sitting up there. You might as well be taking orders. You might as well clock in.
Okay. Look, so what about you? He walking around, just reading the bottles. Hey, how much that cost? You know what I'm saying? Hey, how much that cost? I got three shots today. I mean, what do you do?
First of all, you are dumb. Secondly, no, I think, that's trust or insecurity issues. I don't think that he just, you know, and I think something is wrong with your head because personally, you better go find you some business. I mean, shit. Especially like you said, if
okay,
we live.
Okay, Lucas, let me ask you. Now, you work in a public place, so anybody can walk in your establishment. Anybody. You know what I mean?
Anybody over 21.
Okay, me and you, we in a relationship. Me and you, we in a relationship. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm off on Wednesdays and Thursdays, but I work the rest of the week. Wednesdays and Thursdays is my regular days off. I come up to the liquor store on Wednesdays. Just sit up there with you for a couple hours, chill out with you. you know, we talking, doing, you know, whatever we doing. And then I do it again on Thursday. This time I stay a little bit longer than I did yesterday. Mm-hmm. Now, next week roll around, that Wednesday, I stay a little longer than Thursday. Now, would you be mad about that?
Well,
or
I mean,
would you
okay.
appreciate me trying to spend time with you, even though you at work?
Okay, so, see, with me personally, I love surprise pop-up visits. I do. I really, really do. That shit just makes my day. So, the first couple of times, you know, yes, that's a beautiful thing. But if you become obsessed about it, like, you just, or you think, you know what I mean? I mean, you still have to understand, I'm at work. And my question is, how long do you think I'm supposed to be employed here? You know what I'm saying? With you just lingering around all day. I mean, that's not going to work for anybody, you know, while they're at work. I mean,
so neither one of y'all would take it as a compliment. Neither one of y'all would take it like, well, he really wants to spend time with me. He coming up here on his day off.
Mm-mm.
Some women think like that. This motherfucker came and see me on his day off. He must really like me.
I mean, like I said, the first couple of times, yes. Pookie. You know what I mean? But, shit, if it becomes every single off day, every single week, all the time, I mean,
Your boss asks you, hey, everything all right at home?
See, I wouldn't like that. That would I'd be like, you know what? You need to leave. Hey, somebody need to put her ass up out of here.
Right.
You need to go.
You gotta go. You
spend this motherfucker all day. Ain't bought nothing. He ain't spending no money.
And then
I don't want
no
motherfucker that do that shit to me.
I mean,
what if somebody say something to you or something that he don't like? Then he getting into it with somebody.
Y'all
there you go. Now we got a big ass fight at the liquor store.
Hey, man, look, you can't be just talking about woman or any kind of way. I'm her boss. I'm telling her what to do.
Well,
I just don't like the way you said it. You could have said it in a better tone. You could have just been like, hey, can you? You didn't just say, hey, I need these reports done. I mean, have you ever heard of something saying, please, common courtesy?
Oh, goodness.
Ain't that right, Janine?
My thing is, half the time while we at home, you bother me. Why do I want to see you while I'm at work, too? And I'm not talking about everything.
I don't
want to
see you at home.
I'm talking about present circumstances. No, I definitely don't want you to know. This is my free time. Get gone. Shit, don't even come in here to shop. It's another liquor store. Two blocks up. Mm-hmm.
Well, I got to
go down there and get your pint.
Sometimes my wife be like, hey, ain't this your poker night? Oh,
right.
Yeah, so you going to be here all night? Yep. Ain't got nowhere to go. Getting canceled. I just think sometimes you just need to get away from each other for a few, even if it's only a few hours.
I agree with that, but I don't feel like when we together, we should be like, oh, I can't, I wish this motherfucker wasn't here either.
Right.
I agree with that too.
True.
I'm talking about, you know, not every day on a regular basis, but you've got your moments where, shit, would you get away from me? Would you get away from me, please? Every relationship.
But you know what, though? As a man, you should see shit. Like, when I see shit like that coming, I would just go up to the bar and shoot some pool just to get out of the house because you see it coming. You can tell when a motherfucker tired of your ass. You can tell. They hold demeanor change. Then they start giving you one word answers. I'm going to go shoot me some pool. I'll be back.
Well, with that being said, don't you think you need to quit ear hustling?
It's not ear hustling when the motherfucker saying it loud enough for the neighbors to hear. That ain't ear hustling.
You need to go shoot some pool. So, okay, dog, let me ask you. Okay, hold on. Let me ask you. they end up doing that. They talking loud, like you said, and I'm not disputing because a lot of women do. And you know, she see it aggravating you, and she going there like, baby, don't you want to go leave and shoot some pool or something? Did you get upset?
No.
So no, I mean, because you know she pretty much telling you get the fuck out, right?
The thing is, it's not the adults, but you know, like, okay, they had this thing that they call drink night, where every Friday they go to somebody's house, and you know they have some drinks and talk shit.
Mm-hmm.
They do it every fucking Friday, right? But lately, it's been here at our house for the last few Fridays in a row. It's supposed to rotate. And they bring their kids. And them kids is fucking bad as hell. They run around, man, they try to poke holes in my speakers. Come on. And they got no control over them badass fucking kids. That's what upsets me about it. I have no problem with the adults, but them fucking kids, man. And they don't say shit. Them girls don't say shit to them kids, man. They run around this motherfucker tearing up shit. They trying to kill my fish.
As a woman, I gotta say, at that point, it's time for you, you know, to talk to your wife and tell her, you know, feel, look, I don't mind your girlfriend coming over, but you know, maybe we gonna have to do shit, some type of rotating, maybe just.
I did. When we first met, they were doing it. When I first moved in, I had a problem with them kids, and she stopped it. She stopped it for like a year and a half, almost 2 years. They stopped doing it. And then they recently started back doing it, but it was rotating. So I only saw those kids, you know, maybe once a month. I was cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's kind of being back at our house all the goddamn time like it was the first time. I just have a problem with that shit, man. Them fucking kids are bad. They are fucking bad, man. They pouring shit in my fish tank. Regular water
so,
in my fish tank. That shit will kill my fish.
So, in other words, you drove a bike to doing this drinking.
Maybe people just don't like you.
Man, them fucking kids, man. Those kids are fucking, man, dude. You got like 5-6 fucking kids running around this motherfucker. You know what I mean? You got 12 year olds.
Why do you say? Why not go over one of your boys' houses or go shoot some pool or go to a movie or go have some dinner?
I gotta protect my shit. The last time I left and came back, the fucker was trying to poke holes in my speakers. Cause they in the kitchen and the kids is in the living room. They got pencils trying to poke holes in my speakers. You think I'm leaving them motherfuckers in my house?
And did you say something? Was something said?
Man, I was cussing them little kids out. I ain't gonna lie. I was hoping that their daddies come over. I was hot. I was like, two little girls. Both of them got a pencil. And I got some big-ass speakers. And they trying to poke holes in my speakers. I was hot. I was cussing like a motherfucker. I mean, I didn't mean to cuss at the little kids like that, but they pissed me off. They pissed me. They pulled regular water in my motherfucking fish tank. My fish looking like, what the fuck, man? I can't live in this shit. Man, I cannot leave the house when them kids is here.
I don't know. I'm not passing no judgment, nothing like that. But just from shit that I've seen, it sounds like, you know, the kids don't get a whole lot of attention on a daily basis anyway. So that's what they do. They, you know, it sounds like they allow them to run around.
They
you know
they
mean?
Do whatever the hell they want to do. They do whatever they want to do. And their mamas don't say shit.
Maybe their mamas don't
only
drink on Friday. Shit, their mamas drink every day. They just come over
to
your house on Friday.
But mamas throughout the week. Okay, my question is, what do your wife say?
She in the kitchen with them. They don't see what they in here doing, man.
I understand that, but I'm pretty sure you tell her.
Hell yeah. The last time I told her, she stopped doing it. See, they just started back. Like, it's been three Fridays in a row that they've been over here. They just started back that drink shit.
Which means
three
you
Fridays
drove up back
row. Drink. Well,
I can't take it no more. I'm sorry. Fuck this shit. Girls, y'all got to come on over. This motherfucker here.
I was on the phone with my mama. I was on the phone with my mama. He was ear hustling.
Right, he ear hustling. Girl, just be quiet. Just don't even say that. Just keep drinking. Don't.
I'm serious, man. I don't have a problem with the drinking shit, man. I just think, you know.
Hey, but let me ask you, man.
House, you got to control your kids. You can't just let your kids run wild in somebody else's house.
I understand that, but let me ask you, man. Man to man, do you think you just got, like, a tad too many rules?
I think at times I can be very controlling. I do believe that. At times I can be very certain things I'm very controlled about. I can't help
it. I mean, with that being said, no. See, now that's the one problem that we have. The first thing that comes out of our mouth is we can't help it. That's just the way we are. Now, I mean, you got to realize that certain people do certain things, and I've learned to realize this. Certain people do certain things. I mean, I can be controlling. I know that I can. I know I can be controlling. And on top of that, I know that I'm spoiled. So, if you put those two together, that don't make for a good thing. So, now, I'm just asking, dog. I mean, you say 3 weeks in a row. You ever thought about, man, she just really need that outlet? So, maybe you need to just, like, ease back or talk to her, just talk to her and not talk at her. Maybe that might help you. That might help you help her to say, all right, y'all tell them kids to sit the fuck down.
No, I don't think so, man. I think right
you know,
because
a lot of times
that.
Well, I'm going to tell you, a lot of times, and like I said, and I'm saying this about myself, too. I know when I start talking, motherfucker might listen to me, but I can tell in their mind, they like, here he go, he finna start. So it's like, yeah, okay. But in their mind, they like, oh, yeah, all right, whatever. So I'm just
in my defense, I don't think I drove my wife to drink. She was drinking before I met her. So I didn't drive her to drink. But what I'm saying is, man, I mean, where our marriage is right now, we're able to communicate a whole lot better than we did last year. You know, I mean, we just celebrated our anniversary last weekend. And last year, it was tough. It was a very tough year for us. Rough-ass year. You know what I mean? But now we're in a better place where we can actually sit down and talk to each other. I'm not as controlling as I used to be. Some things I still am is, but a lot of things, you know, I learned to compromise. I just, you know, try to ease up. But when you can't tell your kid to sit the fuck down, I got a problem with that. You know what I mean? And she got a problem with it, too, because the kids tore up the furniture we had the first time. And so now I'm thinking, okay, now you're going to start this drink shit again. And these little motherfuckers, they're going to come and tear up the shit we just bought. I mean, come on. These are your friends, not mine. They cannot control their fucking kids, man. They tell them to sit down, and they just look at them. I mean, the one girl told her kid, sit the fuck down, and the kid just looked at her. Like, who are you talking to? You don't talk to me like that. No
well,
lie.
Shit,
and there's no kids like 6 years old.
Well, that's when you take the belt out and just be like, look here, nigga, I'll fuck you up.
And, well, it's a little girl, first of all.
I don't give a fuck.
You know what I mean?
I don't give a fuck, boo. Shit, no,
I send him to PJ's room. I send him to PJ's room. I just get tired, man. And then the one dude, he here with me, one of their husbands. They in the kitchen drinking. We in the living room drinking. And his kid just run around this motherfucker. Knocking shit off the table. And he ain't saying shit neither. The mama didn't say shit on it. And he's sitting right next to me.
Now, see, that part I can't see. That part I can't see.
On a regular basis, I'm trying to tell y'all. I mean, they don't get no attention. They used to seeing their parents doing any and everything other than something with them. I mean, shit. I'm trying to tell y'all because I've seen it. I've seen, a parent who she makes time or he makes time for friends, for other
okay.
family members, for this, that, and
the
other.
I understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I understand what you're saying, like, so, but there's no way in hell that me and you sitting there talking and, yeah, well, man, what you think them Lakers going to do this year? Cling, 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 cling. Yeah, man, because Kobe, motherfucker, didn't you just see your boy just knock my motherfucking painting down? Mm-hmm. No, you going to say something.
This motherfucker didn't say
I'm with you as the person whose house. Yeah, I'm with you.
He told his wife, "Hey, come and get your daughter." I'm like, man, it's your daughter too. What the fuck? No, dude, I am not lying, man. I'm not lying. I'm not making it up. That motherfucker.
Do we know that's his
right
daughter?
Next to me. Yeah, it's his daughter. He know that's his daughter. That motherfucker said right next to me. And watch this little girl knock all the shit off our table and didn't say a word. I had to go get my wife. Look at this shit.
Well, see, now, at the end of the night, me and him probably been fighting.
Right.
I'm like, man, this shit don't make no motherfucking sense to me. And he ain't been over since. I ain't think that much.
Yeah, because I mean, I'd have been like, well, I see. I see you the bitch out of the family, huh? You just don't say nothing to your wife or your motherfucking kid, huh?
I guess not. I ain't seen that motherfucker since, man. Daughter knocked all my shit off the table, dude. Dude, I'm not lying, man. She walked around the table. You know how you walk around the table and just stick your hand out and just knock everything on the floor, man. And I'm right in front of me, dude. I'm looking like, what the fuck? What are you doing? I look at him like, get your kid. He calls for his wife. Let me get your daughter. I'm like, man, what the fuck is going on? Mm-hmm. I was hot, man. I was hot. I was hot as hell. Knocked all our shit down, man, on the floor. Yeah, motherfucker didn't say a word. They don't, none of them control their kids, man. They let the motherfuckers run wild.
Fuck it. You know what to do?
What?
Next drink night, you go with her. Next drink night, you go with her. The next time it's at somebody else's house, you go with her. And you go over there and you just test shit up.
That was a great thought. These motherfuckers.
No, seriously.
Bad,
I would go over there. I'd be like, okay.
Oh, shit. Damn, I didn't see that. My bad.
I would just drop glasses. Cleanly, man. Oh, my bad. And just keep walking. Can I get another one? My fault. Cleanly, man. Damn, I'm just fucking up tonight. Baby, you see me just break the eyeball, two glasses, baby. And I'd be looking at him the whole time like, oh, you forgot about that? And I mean, I would like bump the table. Really? Damn, did I just knock your face down? I would go over there and just test shit up.
That's a nice thought.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Go to that level.
Shit, why not? Why not? What's stopping
me? There ain't nothing stopping me.
There you go. Do it. I say do that shit.
No, I'm not going to do that shit, man.
Man, what you got to lose?
I don't want no trouble, man. I don't want no trouble.
Well, you tired of them tearing up your shit.
My goal is to stop them from coming over. I ain't gonna lie, that's my goal. To end this shit again.
Yeah, well,
they just blame me for ending it the last time anyway, so I don't give a fuck.
Well, see, you getting talked about because you ended the last run. Mm-hmm. Girl, you sure he out?
I'm gonna end this one too. I'm gonna end this one too, man. Until they can control they fucking kids. Y'all don't know, man. Y'all don't feel my pain, man.
Well, like I said, the grown folks, I mean, shit, the grown folks are welcome. You know what I'm saying? I'm no problem with the grown folks, but no more kids. They got to get a babysitter for drink night. Fuck that. I mean, shit, if you intend on having it at our house, especially considering, you know what I'm saying, as far as I know, y'all, you and your wife don't have little ones. Y'all's kids are, you know, hers and yours or whatever, however y'all's situation is. Y'all kids are, you know, bigger. Oh, yeah, okay, so I'm saying that's a responsible enough kid that, you know, they ain't finna go around nobody's house working shit. So, I mean, hell, on Friday night, y'all do whatever hell y'all want with drink night, but no kids, adults only. You know, and that has to be something that you implement with your wife and she implements with her friends. Like, shit, we have drink night at our house every month on Friday, but no kids. I mean, I'm not saying go that far, but no kids.
Hey, that's as far as I want to go. I want to go further. No kids, none, not a one. We can.
I mean, shit, especially if you're the host, I'm even sending my kids somewhere else. If that's the case, I mean, or if not, you know, my kid is in their room because they control. One of no problems out of my kids, and they live here, so fuck the rest of that. But your kids are not welcome. And you ain't got to say that, but no kids.
Zemaine, you kind of quiet. What would you do?
She must be watching Empire or some shit.
I guess so.
Yeah, I don't want them little motherfuckers around, man. I mean, I don't want them motherfuckers around. They tear up shit, man. Drawing on a fucking wall. Badass kids, man. But you know what? I don't think it's on the kids, man. It's on the fucking parents. They don't do shit. They don't say. They just holler at them, man. That's it. Stop. Stop. That's it. That's as far as it goes. Stop. They stop for a hot second, go right back to doing that shit. As soon as they go back in the kitchen. I'd be in this motherfucker yelling like a motherfucker. That's just me.
Mm-hmm.
Man, fuck them kids.
That ain't the issue, because I'd be damned if motherfucking kids come over my house tearing shit up. Y'all all got me fucked up. Bitch, you gotta go. Ho, you gotta go. Take your motherfucking your little hoodlums with you. Y'all gotta go.
That's the way I want my wife to be, but, you know, she ain't that type of motherfucker, though. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
she ain't that type of motherfucker to do some shit like that, but that's the shit I be wanting to hear. Get the fuck out.
Catrice. This third week, your baby done told some shit up. Bitch, you gotta go. Okay.
Hey, that's what I want to hear. Bitch, you gotta go. Get the fuck out. That's what I want to hear. Look, she ain't that type.
You
of
got
fuck.
It.
She ain't gonna do that.
I am. You gotta go.
All right, but now let's just say she run all the friends away. Then that means she gonna be up under you.
Well, hey, for peace and quiet in the house, I can deal with it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like I say, they just started it. So, you know, we still do our own little separate thing. You know what I mean? She do her thing, I do my thing. But, man, with them fucking kids, man. And then I don't like none of them. I don't like none of them hoes. The sacrifices you do to make a marriage work, man. Oof. Well, just sacrifices. I'm kind of selfish, man. I'm used to just being me. It's supposed to be all about me. That's just me.
Mm-hmm.
So, there you have it. They all up in my head talking about 10 seconds.
especially if I got some drink in me.
Ah, bitch, you gotta go. You and your little hoodlums, y'all gone. Take you.
Man,
you
just
don't
know how bad I want to hear that. I would love. I would record it on my phone. Real stuff.
You take baby's kids and drop them off, and you come back. But until they go, you. Especially like if I got some shit. Ain't no telling what I'm about to say anyway.
Yeah, them kids is motherfucker, man. Especially them two little girls, boy. Them motherfuckers there. Woo! Two little sisters, them motherfuckers are bad as hell. I'd be the one to jail if it was my kids. I'd be beating the fuck out of them. Them two little motherfuckers are peeing. Man, you can tell they at the crib, they just take over. They do whatever the hell they want to do at home. Them two little motherfuckers are rough. I'm telling you. I mean, come on, dog. You be the same way, motherfucker. Come over your crib tearing up shit.
Man,
I'm not doing nothing about it. Say what?
I said, I can understand that, brother. I can understand that.
For sure. But we passed time, man. So, it's about time to wrap it up, as they say. Oh, wait a minute. I mean, do you do Groupon, man? You heard about
Who?
Groupon? Groupon.
Nah.
It's like Amazon. It's an app for your phone, man. You should check it out, man. They shit cheap as hell. Have you heard about it, liquor store, Groupon?
Yep.
All right, I was
I
on that motherfucker, right? I want a lot of shit from there. They should be cheap as hell. It's way cheaper than Walmart. But I was on there, right, looking for some projectors. You know, those projectors, right? Because I was going to buy a projector and a screen. You know, we were going to watch movies and shit in the backyard in the summertime. I'm scrolling through and shit. And I ran across the Rabbit, the vibrator, the Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
And it fucked me up, man. Fucked me up, dog. I wish I would have saved the description the way they described it. I was tripping, man. So I clicked on it. It brought up like 100,000 vibrators, all kinds of shit, man. Everybody need to get on Groupon. Because whatever you need, they got it. Blow-up toys. They got all that shit on there, man. Cheap. That's my public service announcement. Everybody get on Groupon. That shit is
I see you gave them a free plug, you shit. You need to be trying to tell them to pay us for this shit.
I know. That's free advertising. Ain't free.
Well,
I got a question real quick, y'all. And especially, where's Janine? I don't know where Janine is, but as men, okay. Let's say, for instance, you have a one-car family, okay? Now, do you feel like, if one, if one or the other of the adults takes the car, that they should at least say, hey, I'm leaving? Or do you feel like it's okay to just take off and don't say nothing?
No, I think you should tell the other person you're leaving. If there's only one car, but what if they both got something to do?
Man, I was in one car family. You gotta at least be like, okay, look, hey, I'm out.
Right. At least give notice that you're leaving. You ain't gotta ask permission. I'm not talking about no shit like that, but I mean, at least say, hey. And I got keys or some shit. I'm out. I'm leaving. I'm gone. I'll just leave out the house. Don't tell nobody you're leaving. Shit. You know what I mean? What if I'm in the shower? You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. I don't know you're gone. Have it done.
Well,
in the house.
What we do is we tell each other what we're going to do the night before. You know what I'm saying? Like when the van wasn't running and it was just my truck. We'd be like, okay, well, what you got to do tomorrow? You know what I'm saying? Okay, well, I'm going to need the car this time, so make sure you're back at this time. You know, I think that's the easiest way to keep shit down. You know,
I agree.
Know what you're doing.
even if, you know, even if it ain't the night before, even if there's shit, if you know that you're about to leave the house, okay, like, say, for instance, you know you're about to go somewhere, you got a few minutes, whatever. Hey, you know what I mean? Anything you need to do, or at least ask me, do I need anything or something? Don't just take off with the one car we got, and don't tell anybody that you're leaving. And I look up, I need to go to the store because, you know what I'm saying, it's dinner time, and I realize that we're missing an essential part of dinner. I go to grab the keys, and the keys in the car is gone. I think that's fucked up. And I wouldn't do that to nobody either. Like, if I'm leaving, especially if I know I'm going to be gone, I'm going to say something. I just think that's only right.
Yeah,
if you got two cars, well, fuck it, peace. Shit, my shit got gas in it, your shit got gas in it. We both grown, you know what I mean? We'll work it out. Yeah, but
I agree with you.
Well, okay, before we get out of here, I need to ask one question. Does anybody know what the fuck fleek mean? I've been trying to figure this shit out for the past 2 months. What the fuck do fleek mean?
I was going to ask
you. What is it called? What is it called again?
Fleek. F-L-E-E-K. Fleek.
F-L-E. It's got to be an acronym for something.
I don't know what it means, but I think it's a compliment. I don't know. I think it's a compliment based on the way that I've seen it used. I have no idea what the word means. You know,
okay,
like
give me an example.
Back in the day, we had back in the day.
Like a motherfucker. Well, motherfucker be like, well, that outfit you got is fleek.
Oh,
I'm gonna have to hit
what you talking about.
All right, I'm gonna have to hit the kids up to figure that one out.
Yeah,
you know, because back in the day we had shit like raw, you know what I mean? Like, you'd be like, ooh, that shit is raw, or, you know, that shit was dope. Everybody understood what that meant, you know, or that shit was hard. Everybody understood what that meant, but on fleek, I still haven't been able to figure out that. It took me a while to figure out what the fuck, I mean, I kind of knew, but it took me a while to figure out what the fuck a thought was. I was like, what the fuck is a thought?
Oh, shit, even I knew that.
I guess.
You can't ask me shit. I just found out what LOL means a couple of years ago, so I'm way late.
I'm with you, Cass. When you figure out what on fleek means, please make a public service announcement. I don't know either. But I think it's a compliment.
Yeah, I remember when we was doing a chat room, somebody said BRB. I was like, what the fuck that mean? Be right back. I'm typing like a motherfucker. I ain't getting no response. What the fuck? BRB. What the fuck that shit mean? So I'm slow. I don't know what does that shit mean. Ask one of your
it
girls.
It means
I'm pretty
something,
sure they could
something
tell you.
That looks, something that they feel looks good.
Where
it's on point.
I'm from.
Well, the prodigal daughter has returned.
Right.
She sounds like she just went and smoked a whole ounce by herself.
Right. We didn't call her name 3-4 times. That just means something good.
Wow, it sounds like she just got her pussy ate real good. That's what it
sounds
like.
Just mean when somebody thinks something looks good or it's on point, it's a compliment.
Did you go to
is
sleep?
An acronym?
No, I've been listening all the time.
So, did you hear us calling you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she was calling him, so she couldn't respond. Shit.
I'm her.
You know, this is Janine we're talking about. Shit.
We've been calling you. You ain't said one word.
Y'all have not called me.
Yes.
Okay.
I heard Little Stowe say it. I heard what Little Stowe said. I heard the whole conversation.
We called you before the conversation even started.
Yeah. They
right,
did.
The conversation before this one is when we called you. He said, well, Janine, you quiet. What do you think? And we got nothing.
Okay. We got quiet again, see? Okay, I guess time to get out of here then.
It's about that time. Look at some, you got any last words?
Yeah, I have
some.
I know I'll be back tomorrow night.
All right, hold on a second. You got any last words? She's smoking that good.
I had a good time. It was good talking with everybody.
Damn. You drinking and smoking, slurring her words and talking slow as hell. That's a hell of a mixture. What you drinking on?
I ain't drinking on nothing.
Any last words, man?
I'm not drinking on nothing.
Sorry, I was late. I'll do it all. I'll do it again tomorrow.
That's what's up. All right. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening on internet. We're doing the same thing tomorrow night, same time. Peace, love, and hair grease. We out of here. Deuces.